The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Monday, December 1st, 2014, and this is Presidential Release number 434. We are coming right down to the end of the year here. Today is often referred to as Cyber Monday, having followed Thanksgiving and Black Friday. Apparently, a lot of people sit around and purchase stuff on the internet today. We're celebrating Cyber Monday in the National Federation of the Blind through our Bid for Equality online auction, which is going to end later this week. And we're working to get many people from across the country to make bids on packages to support the tremendous work of the National Federation of the Blind. And tomorrow is known as Giving Tuesday, and we have been participating in the Giving Tuesday efforts across the nation since Giving Tuesday was invented 3 years ago. And we're having a big Giving Tuesday block party here at the NFB Jernigan Institute tomorrow on Giving Tuesday, and we're inviting members of the community to come in and to learn more about the work of the National Federation of the Blind and how we defy expectations for blind people. So I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving and are doing your part to promote Giving Tuesday in the National Federation of the Blind. Last month, we had an announcement about an agreement with Cardtronics to create an accessibility center of excellence. This agreement with Cardtronics is related to ongoing litigation that we have had with Cardtronics. It's a class action suit that has now been put in front of the court for the class to approve. But this agreement will provide great accessibility to ATMs all over the country. Cardtronics is the world's largest retail ATM provider, and the National Federation of the Blind and the Massachusetts Attorney General have negotiated an agreement with Cardtronics that will bring accessibility to the entire fleet of Cardtronics ATMs. So as we approach the end of the year, we can look forward to more accessibility in ATMs because of the National Federation of the Blind. You know that we've been working on the space available legislation that would provide access to the space available program to people with disabilities who have been in the military service. We have been advancing this bill for a number of years now. Last year, it failed to pass simply because of an oversight. We expect, actually today, that this legislation will be added on to the National Defense Authorization Act, and that the Senate will act on that legislation very soon. It has already passed the House, including the space available provision. So be on the watch. Very soon we'll be putting a call to action out to the Federation to contact your members of Congress and the Senate and let them know that we need them to support the space available legislation and to not let it fail again because of a technicality. I think we can get this done in this lame duck session of Congress, and we can look forward to celebrating another bill passed by the National Federation of the Blind to start off 2015. Again, I want to remind you that we are currently actively engaged in helping Santa Claus provide Braille letters to children across the country, and you have until December 19th to request your Braille letter. We have many packages going out already. I expect we will exceed all records we have set before in providing Braille letters from Santa Claus. So make sure that kids in your states know about this program and can have access to some of the joy we help to provide in the Christmas season. Future Reflections is our publication for parents and educators of blind children. We provide this publication free of charge in print, in audio form, and also via email. We are currently asking people to opt in to the Future Reflections list so that we know they want to continue receiving future reflections and to make sure that our publication is actually going to people who want it and aren't just throwing it out. We need people who want to receive future reflections in any of the formats to let us know by the end of the year, December 31st, via mail at 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, or via telephone at 410-659-9314, extension 2344. Or you can send an email to nfbpublications@nfb.org. That's nfbpublications with an S at nfb.org. If you want to receive the Future Reflections magazine, please let us know. We want you to get it if you read it and benefit from it. But if you're not using it, we want to take you off the list so we can make sure that the publication dollars are allocated to printing copies and sending copies to those that can most benefit from it. Please make sure families in your affiliates know that we're doing this and opt into the program as well. Earlier, late last week, I guess, our new NFB app was sent to the Apple App Store for review. So you can look forward to version 1.0 of the NFB app being available very soon. This is version 1.0, and I'm going to want your feedback about the app and what features you would like to see it have going forward. We will continue developing this app and to help us build the National Federation of the Blind. So when it is in the App Store, download it, play with it, figure out what works, what doesn't work, what features you would really like to have that would help you build the National Federation of the Blind. Give us feedback on the app so we can continue to develop it and use it to do the things our members need it to do to build the organization. During the last month, we have wrapped up our 75 Days of Action campaign. These were the 75 days leading up to the kickoff of our 75th anniversary. The 75th year began on November 16th, and we celebrated the kickoff of our 75th year at the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland Convention, where we talked some about the history that we've had and some about the history we're going to make in the National Federation of the Blind. During our 75 days of action, we have had a steering committee. That committee has been led by Kevin Worley of Colorado and Jeannie Massey of Oklahoma. We have had a committee of many committed Federationists across the country steering this effort to build new chapters and to strengthen existing chapters. And it really grounds us in the core of what we do in the National Federation of the Blind. Everything we do is based on having a committed, strong, vibrant, diverse membership. And this 75 days has helped remind us that that really has been our success in the past and will be our success in the future. So here for a recap of our 75 days of action is Kevin Worley and Jeannie Massey.
This is the 25th anniversary. It's a long time. It's a great organization. This crowd, this
we have learned the
here.
Truth of the other half of inertia. Things in motion tend to remain in motion. And it is as hard to stop something which is moving as it is to start something which is not. We are moving.
With growing momentum, we are building upon what we in the Federation have already accomplished. Each of us must contribute our energy, and the combined effort has already become the strongest force that the field of work with the blind has ever known.
From the very beginning, the National Federation of the Blind has been building opportunities. We have been building real, big, bold, audacious, deeply meaningful opportunities for the blind, and we have been doing it for 75 years.
The last 75 days have been special. We are concluding one of the most concentrated efforts that we've ever had in building the Federation. We are here to celebrate the results of those efforts. Hello, I'm Jeannie Massey, co-chair of the 75 Days of Action Committee.
Hello, I'm Kevin Worley, co-chair, 75 Days of Action Campaign.
Like most things we do in the National Federation of the Blind, first we dream it, then we plan it, then we do it.
This campaign has really been a labor of love for hundreds and hundreds of blind people and our families throughout our Federation Nation. On behalf of the 75 Days of Action Campaign Steering Committee, which was appointed by Dr. Maurer and by President Riccobono, we want to say thank you.
We have witnessed the growth of our movement firsthand. We've been attending events. We've had the pleasure of reading hundreds of emails sent by our Federation family members across the nation. We've had chapter launch parties, seminars, and all sorts of events to celebrate the 75 Days of Action. We've had chapter strengthening events in all shapes and sizes. In Pueblo, Colorado, we had a chapter organizing event where only two people showed up. We were happy to have them.
In Fredericksburg, Virginia, our chapter has now grown to 75 members strong.
Arizona had chapter strengthening events in the last 4 weeks of October.
California chartered two new chapters and held a big Discover Youth Seminar.
Connecticut organized a new chapter in Middletown.
Delaware started a chapter in the Edgewater area.
Georgia organized a new parents division.
Idaho started a new chapter in Canyon County.
Iowa started a new chapter in Cedar Rapids.
Kentucky started an at-large chapter.
The chapter in Iowa City.
Louisiana had strengthening events.
Maryland reorganized the at-large chapter and had a couple of strengthening events as well. Michigan organized
Minnesota formed the River Bend chapter.
They also started an at-large chapter.
Missouri had a big chapter strengthening event in St. Louis.
Nebraska had a strengthening event on October 9th with 40 attending.
President Riccobono attended that event.
Nevada is doing NFB 101 modules. After 8, they'll organize
New Hampshire had strengthening events in Gorham and Berlin.
New Jersey had three strengthening
events. New York had a chapter strengthening event and is starting a new chapter
North Dakota
Albany.
Had a strengthening event trying to build a chapter in
Oregon
Bismarck.
Oregon started the Southern Oregon chapter.
Oklahoma had a strengthening event in the Brady District chapter located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with 50 in attendance.
Pennsylvania has started two new chapters.
South Carolina had four strengthening
Texas
events.
Started a brand new chapter
Washington
in Washington
started
Odessa.
A chapter in Bellingham.
Tennessee has launched two new
Wisconsin
chapters.
Had a building event.
Colorado chartered a new sports and recreation division and chartered the new Grand Junction, Colorado chapter.
Wyoming started a chapter in Casper.
We want to thank President Riccobono for his stellar leadership and his very personal engagement. He has been personally involved throughout the entire campaign, attending events, visiting with new Federationists, and offering advice and encouragement on our training calls.
It has been clear to Federationists across the nation that President Riccobono truly cares about the growth of our organization and about each individual member. President Riccobono has personally inspired and encouraged Kevin and myself as we have led the 75 Days of Action. Thank you, President Riccobono. Our building and strengthening work is not done. The momentum of the 75 Days of Action will continue into and throughout our 75th year. We know of many events still to take place, the planning of which began during the 75 Days of Action. Again, thanks to each of you, everyone in our beloved Federation.
You know, Jeannie, it really is true that together with love, hope, and determination, we transform dreams into reality. So keep that 75 Days of Action momentum alive, and let's go keep building the National Federation of the Blind.
I know with certainty that what we have built together, and there are many more great milestones to achieve on this journey together. In celebration of the 10th anniversary of our Institute and the coming 75th anniversary of our movement, we reflect on the past with gratitude. We come to the present with firm resolve. And we prepare to build our own future with the determination, joy, and unbreakable bond of trust and love that will always mark the spirit of the National Federation of the Blind.
Thank you, Kevin and Jeannie, and to our entire 75 Days Steering Committee, and to all the members of the National Federation of the Blind who actively participated in our 75 Days of Action. The building is not done. On the 76th day and beyond, we need to continue building the National Federation of the Blind. Let's take the spirit determination of our 75 days and carry that into our 75th year. I do have one note from around the Federation family to give you. We received the sad news that Bob Brown, who was president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Dakota from 2004 to 2008, passed away on November 19th. So you might keep Bob and his family and all of the families of members of the Federation who have passed away this year in your thoughts and prayers. As we come to the close of this presidential release, I would like to offer a few reflections upon 2014. But before I do that, I would like to extend an opportunity to our immediate past president, Mark Maurer, to give his reflections on the year that we've had and the time ahead. Here is Dr. Maurer.
Thank you, President Rick Abono. I appreciate very much having the opportunity once again to say a word to our Federation family. So greetings, fellow Federationists. I would also offer a reflection. We have this year had an unusual year in that we've had two different presidents. So you get reflections from two of us. And furthermore, maybe it'll happen again another year. I think about what we've done in the Federation, and I think the challenges that we have faced have been many, but I think that by and large we have found a way to meet them. And consequently, I am delighted with what we've done. There's still a lot of work for us to do, as you know. We have many challenges that are ahead and many dreams that we are dreaming that we want to make into the kind of work that will change opportunities for us and for those who come after us. But when you think about what we've got that we haven't had before, you can listen to it on this release amongst the many others that we've had. The Cardtronics case, I don't remember precisely, but I think it started in 2003. And in those days, I think Cardtronics had, starting with about 22, 23,000 ATM products, it has now come to the end or close to the end. It's going to be considered by the court and the settlement that we've crafted, and I think the settlement is a good one, and I think it will be accepted by the court, but of course, you have to wait till the court does it before you know for sure. On the other hand, Cardtronics now has 66,000 of these machines, and the plan is for them to become accessible. Not every single one, but every single one that is able to be made that way, and as the ones that are old enough cease to operate, the new ones will be accessible. So ultimately, 100% of the whole fleet, and it's more than 60,000 of them, approaching 70,000 of them now. There are probably three times that many bank machines in the United States, and with this, we will probably cause every bank machine that comes out to be accessible. If we have every bank machine and if we have every voting machine, we've just been through an election and we've gone through what you have to do to make those accessible. And if we start thinking about how these are models for everything else, pretty soon we'll have the capacity to get at all the digital information that's there. And this fall, we've also had the KNFB Reader that's come, which gives us access to a great part of the book collection or the print collection that's out there, both the pieces that are stationary and sometimes the ones that change on computer screens and the like. And you've got the NFB. I mean, the technology is changing, and we're helping to make it change in the right direction. And then we built chapters, a lot of them, in our 75 Days of Action, and the chapter building is where I started in the National Federation of the Blind back in 1970. I started working on my first chapter building plans. And all of this means to me that we're alive and well and in good shape. Now, we will this year find at the end of the year that our financial picture will not be quite as good as it was last year, I believe, because of some of the work that we've done in the KNFB area to build accessible products and to help move the industry to make the whole digital world become more accessible than it has been in the past. I'm sorry that we won't have quite as much financial well-being as we had, but I think that we've spent the money well and gotten a lot out of it. So I'm pleased that we're moving in the direction that we are. Technology does not make a world. Human beings do that. We have brilliant human beings in the National Federation of the Blind. We have joyful human beings in the National Federation of the Blind. We have imaginative human beings, and we have the ones that have the biggest hearts in the world. These things also make for small miracles, and this is the period of the year when miracles happen for all of us. It's not the only part, but it's the one when many of them do. I always love the Christmas season because it's a chance for us to help each other have the joy that we can have by sharing and giving and loving and finding a way to support one another. That's what we do in the National Federation of the Blind. I've talked about this in the past on these releases, and as we come to the end of this year, I'm just as pleased about it as I have ever been. I appreciate what we are in the Federation, and I should say also that I'm pleased with our leadership. We are the leader of blind work in the United States, and for that matter, in a good part of the world. And we have great leadership to help us be exactly what we are. May you have a great Christmas. May you have a great new year. If you're celebrating another one of the festivals that comes up at this time of year, may that one be just as great as all of the others.
Thank you very much, Dr. Maurer, for those reflections from your experience with the Federation family. My experience, although certainly not as deep yet in the Federation, is very similar, and my reflections are similar. I have been a member of the National Federation of the Blind for almost 20 years now, and this holiday season, I find myself recognizing truly how blessed I am to have the National Federation of the Blind in my life and how much there is truly to be thankful for as blind people and as someone who has the opportunity to serve as a leader in the National Federation of the Blind. We are blessed because we've had 74 great years, and those 74 years are represented by many, many, many blind people who have given their time, their talent, their treasure to build a foundation that we have the opportunity to stand on today. Certainly Dr. Maurer, Mrs. Maurer are some of those leaders, but even going back to Dr. Tenbrook and thinking about the fact that 74 years ago, 16 people got together in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and formed this organization, an organization that at the time set forth to do something with a group of people that almost universally were thought of as not even second class, third class, or fourth class. But Dr. Tenbrook noticed that blindness wasn't the characteristic that defined us or our future. He believed in our capacity as blind people, and he worked on it every day. And he didn't have almost any of the advantages that we have today in the National Federation of the Blind and as blind people because of our work. There is more work to be done, though, and I feel filled with a lot of hope and energy, knowing that we have the people that we have in this organization to work on the future opportunities for blind people. And when we say Federation family, it's because that's what it is. And that certainly is what it has been in my life since I first stepped into our national convention in 1996. And it was almost instant that I felt the love and support of other people, blind people who didn't know me at the time, but who understood that I had been facing low expectations and that they could offer me the hope and opportunity of the Federation. I particularly feel thankful that we have had the leaders that we have had and that we continue to have a depth of leadership in the Federation and that our leaders continue to be committed. It is truly a blessing to have Dr. Maurer here on a daily basis to give his ideas, his continued imagination, his experience, and his energy to what we do. And I also feel very thankful that in the last 5 months or so, I have heard from many members of the Federation. Some I knew, some I only knew by name, and some I did not know, but have come to know. And they have expressed to me their support, their commitment to the organization, their readiness to do what we need to do to move this great movement forward, that they have faith in the next generation of leadership, a faith that I like to credit. Dr. Tenbrook said at our 25th anniversary of what we share with each other that it's a faith that can move mountains and mount movements. And I have definitely experienced the warmth of that expression in the last 5 months or so since taking on the presidency of the Federation and the tremendous number of people that I've had the opportunity to meet and talk with. There are many more to be met that I have not met, and I'm thankful for all of the work that members of the Federation are doing. The final thing I'd say is that on a very, very personal level, my family, I want to express from my family the tremendous support that they have found in the National Federation of the Blind and the tremendous joy that we all get out of being a part of this organization and sharing in the joys, the triumphs, the victories, and the struggle that we sometimes have together. And so from my wife, Melissa, and my three children, and myself, I want to wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and all of the joy and warmth that comes in the reflections and the hope and opportunity that we feel at this time of year. In closing, I would offer some of the customary endings, but maybe one that's a little bit new and different. I would invite you to participate if you feel so inclined to do so. Here's a closing for 2014 from the Riccobono family.
Why does Santa like to work in the garden?
Why?
He likes to ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
What did the snowman say to the other snowman?
What?
I smell carrots.
What is Santa's favorite food?
I don't know what.
Jolly Rolls.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 ho.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells. jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Happy holidays from the Riccobonos!
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.